KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. It's Thursday, almost Friday. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis, and in the news center with our update, here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. State funding for public schools for the next 2 years is now set. The governor signed two bills into law this morning, providing $5.7 billion for K-12 schools. The bills will be taking $100 million out of the state's rainy day fund.
I think this is an important step in shifting the conversation and the debate about public education in Oregon from a simplistic focus on just the K-12 budget to a thoughtful discussion about the entire education continuum and the changes we need to make in order to deliver better results for students, more resources for teachers, and better value for taxpayers.
Governor Kitzhaber received assurances from lawmakers if he signed the education bills, they would fund his proposals on early childhood education and higher education. Police believe they have found the body of a missing Bend woman, Sandra Meyer. The remains found yesterday were discovered in the Meyer backyard by family members and police officers. The body was found underwater in a covered underground utility box. Jim Porter with the Bend Police Department says he's glad they finally found Sandra.
We're hoping that that piece of information will bring some closure to the family. This family's had a very, very, very tough time, and they're a very nice group of people.
An autopsy is currently being conducted on the remains in Portland. Results should be back by Friday. Sandra's husband, John, reported her missing in early March, saying she never returned home after a book club meeting, but police believe he murdered her. John shot himself to death a week after her disappearance. Redmond police and a local family are asking for the public's help in finding two runaways who may be hitchhiking and trying to get to Florida. Yesterday, the parents reported that 16-year-old Patience Larm and 17-year-old Joshua Hamilton were missing. They were last seen around 3 p.m. walking on Southwest Canal Boulevard just south of Redmond. They stated they were going to hitchhike to Florida, and parents are concerned because both children have medical conditions that could compromise their safety. Patience Larm is 5'4", 120 pounds with long auburn hair, and Joshua Hamilton is 5'5", 130 pounds with medium-length brown hair. The public is asked to contact police if you have any information that can help. And the motorcyclist involved in yesterday's crash on Highway 97 between Bend and Redmond is improving. 60-year-old Henry Charles Glowacki is now in serious condition in the ICU at St. Charles. Initially, after the accident, he was listed in critical condition. Glowacki was thrown from his motorcycle early Wednesday morning on Highway 97 when a semi hit his motorcycle. For more details on these stories, you can go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.